Chal, perek dalad mishnehe. Shnei kabim shenitla chalasa shal zeh b'fnei atzmo, v'shal zeh b'fnei atzmo. So what if a person did, just like we had on the previous mishnah, he had two kabin, so each one is not a shear of chala, and he took off chala separately by each one, and then chozer vaso isa achas, he then took the two kabin, and he merged them together, and he created one dough, that's two kabin. Rabbi Kiva poiter, Rabbi Kiva says, you're poter, because you already took off chala. This is Rabbi Kiva's shita from before, like the Rav explains, because he held that retroactively, even if you take off chal on a small amount, and you add on to it later, retroactively, that's good enough. So that's exactly what happened here. The Chachamim Mechayvin, the Chum say, no, now you have to take off chal, because what you did before was nothing. You never really took off chal, because you can't take off chal when the chiv of chal doesn't exist. And only now that you merge them into one thing of dough, and now you have two kabin, that's why you're chayiv. The Mishnah says, Nimtza chumroi kulo. So it turns out that Rabbi Kiva's chumra before, where he said you're chayv and chala even for one kav, ends up being a kulo here when you're mitstarif, these two kavim together, now you no longer have to take off chala because you already took off chala.